Judy Lillicrap, welcome to Queer Radio on 4ZZZ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Now, there was an article in the Courier-Mail on Saturday regarding your son, Keith, who attends Alexandra Hills State School.
Yep.
And in particular, the story was saying that your son has come out to the school as being, or certainly to his classmates, as being openly gay.
Yes.
And yet you received a call from the school on Thursday saying that he shouldn't come to school the next day because they believed that he might be harassed by the sub-senior or senior students. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, basically I got a phone call from the headmiss or second in charge, Miss Jan Jarman, to say that they were very concerned for my son's safety, that there was a rumour going around that the principal had gotten hold of that a group of Year 12 students that have been badgering my son throughout the year were going to bash him on the last day of school. And as they were very concerned for his safety, they wanted me to keep him home because they feared for what might happen to him should I send him to school. Needless to say, I was a bit upset, as was Keith. We had a discussion and he knew exactly who Miss Jarman was talking about, so that made it even more upsetting to think that he's been putting up with taunts and insults and being degraded just because he's gay. I was a bit shocked at some of the things that he's put up with during the year by these students and the attitude of some of the people at school and even teachers that have seen things that have happened that haven't done anything about it.
Okay, so were you not aware that your son was being harassed at school up until this point?
I knew he had some slight troubles and he basically said to me, you know, I knew that there were going to be some people that were going to give me, I suppose, curry over it. But he didn't tell me to the extent that it was going and the things that were being said. So that made it very upsetting to find out some of the things that have been said to him and that he's just tried to take it in his stride and tried to accept that that's just the way some people are going to be towards him because he is gay.
Okay, now, what sort of a response would you have preferred the school to take? Or what sort of action?
I was really disappointed because had this happened during the middle of the year, I believe that they would have singled out those Year 12 students, brought them in, spoken to them, and dealt with it in a much better manner. The way it was put across to me was that these students only have one more day left. Let's just get them through that day. Then they're only here for block exams next week and most of them won't even be here for that. And basically they won't be here next year so we won't have to worry about it then. I didn't think that that was appropriate because I believe that if during the year they would have cancelled these students, made them go to anger management, whatever, then that's what they should have been doing now.
Yep. Has Keith let you know whether he's aware that there's an anti-homophobia or an anti-discrimination policy that's in force at the school?
Not as such, I suppose. Most of his teachers, I think, actually know that he is gay and they've been quite good with it. We did have trouble with one teacher and he's been moved from that class. Not that she, I think, would openly admit that it was because he was gay, but when you're failing a subject and then you get moved to another class and 2 weeks later you've got straight A's, you have to question whether or not the teacher had a problem with Keith or his schooling. So, I know they've tried to set up support groups at the school and they've been told basically, no, it's not going to happen.
Yep. Now, are Keith's classmates themselves quite comfortable with who he is and accepting him as he is?
Most of them are, yeah. I know that he's also got, there are a couple of students that that are gay as well that I know that attend that school. Some of them have not come openly out, even though just to talk to some of them you sort of know. But, yeah, we have had other students that have basically seen what Keith's gone through and have said that they're not saying anything to anybody.
Have you heard of the system they have in America at some schools where they have gay-straight alliances where students who may be straight and may be gay, they get together and have support meetings on a regular basis in a safe part of the school, and it's actually recognised by the school and given approval. Do you think that sort of thing would have been good for Alexandra Hills?
I think something like that would be some sort of program where maybe students can be taught that this may not necessarily be something that someone just chooses to do. I think that is something that a lot of schools need to educate students on, because it is becoming more and more prevalent to people every day. There's more and more of this happening. As I said, compared to when I went to school, I knew one gay person when I went to school. I know probably at least 6 or 7 students that go to that school that are gay or lesbians or, you know, whatever. Fantastic people, but people just don't understand them. Like, some of them have got parents that just blatantly refuse to accept that that's what they are. And I think a lot of it is because they don't understand it.
Do you believe yourself that you might be choosing to be gay? Do you think that would be the case with Keith?
I have to admit, I didn't really understand it. It's only been through talking to other gay men that I have, they've basically sort of explained to me that, you know, they just look at a woman and it just doesn't happen. There's no signals, nothing works. And then, you know, they say that it's the opposite, where when they look at a man, all the signals happen and things fire and they feel things. And they said they don't know why it's like that, but that's just what happens. And I suppose talking to those people made it easier for me to understand it, because Keith has tried to sort of explain it, but I don't think he even understood it himself. It was just something that he knows that these are feelings that he has, and even though mainstream says it's not right, he said, I can't help the way I feel.
Yep.
As he said, you know, he'd give anything to be able to live his life just the way he is,
yep,
without being judged. And I think everyone has that right.
Sure. Now, Keith isn't your only child,
no,
is he? So I would expect that your other children, who may or may not be gay, you would expect that when they grow up, they'll be able to fall in love with people who'll be honest with them.
And definitely.
This is what I've seen. I've spoken with one woman who's a member of PFLAG, the Brisbane Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, and she had a terrible time with her marriage because she married a man who didn't own up to being gay. And so after a couple of years struggling to make him happy and having a couple of kids, she realised that years of her life had been ruined when this man had been fooling around and eventually came out and said, well, yes, and I really shouldn't have married you because, you know, I'm much more interested in men. And the honesty in the first place makes a huge difference.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's part of the reason why Keith has been able to come out at such a young age. I've always told him, no matter what you do in life, you don't lie. You are what you are. You're going to be who you're going to be. And that was regardless of being gay or anything else. It was just something that I've always said to him, be who you are.
Yep.
Be honest to yourself, because you need to love yourself. You need to be able to promote yourself. And I said, and if you can't be honest with yourself, then you're just lying to everybody else.
Yeah.
So I think that was a big part of the reason why he did, I think, come out and tell me the way he did and just sort of go, well, hey, this is it, this is me. And I went, okay.
Okay. So, now, one of the, I assume he's a younger student at Alexandra Hills, he's commented on the Courier Mail website that he thought that Keith was wrong in squealing to the media about this. So can you have some sympathy with that young man who's thinking that he's embarrassed that his school is having fingers pointed at it?
I don't know that I'd have sympathy for him. I would like him to know the whole situation, because obviously the media's only reported a small portion of what happened and why Keith was kept home. And I could understand him maybe being upset that he thinks that the school's been shown in a bad light. But in saying that, a big part of our focus was trying to focus on the Year 12 students that thought it was okay to do this sort of behaviour.
Yeah.
And we were trying to make sure that people didn't lose sight of that. But it wasn't just the way the school handled it, but it was the behaviour of the Year 12 students that believed that because it was their last day, it was okay to go out and bash people, throw food at people, degrade people by swearing at them and spitting on them and things like that. And it's not just Keith, and it wasn't just because he was gay. So,
right. Yeah. That's shocking. So you've been happy then with how the media have treated you in general with this?
As a whole, I found it to be very positive. Most of the media people that we've spoken to have been disgusted by the attitudes of people. So that made it a lot easier for us to, I suppose, do what we did.
Yep.
They were all very understanding of Keith and double-checked with him that this is what he wanted to do. He was sure about doing this. And that, you know, they made sure he really knew that by saying this out in public, it wasn't just the school that was going to know, it was going to be everybody.
Yep.
And he made that decision to go public with it, so I'm very proud of him for that.
Good on you. Now, has he received good feedback so far after this?
So far, yes, he has. He said he's had a few people taunt him at school, but as a whole, everyone has been very supportive, friends, family.
Yep.
And even people that we don't know, like we've had people ring us from different associations and stuff just to say that they're very proud of him and his ability to be able to stand up and say what he said.
And that's the thing. For some students, you told me earlier today about a young man at Keith's school who really can't help being seen to be gay, because some gay men are very femme.
Yeah.
Some people can choose to hide their gayness. Do you think any student should ever have to hide their sexuality at high school?
I don't think it's fair that they should have to, no. And for a lot of them, they just can't. And that makes them more so a target than anybody else.
Right.
And to me, that's really upsetting that people can't understand that this is not something that they're just doing to try and annoy people. It's just something that they can't help the way they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, people need to understand it more, and I think there needs to be more education on it for that reason.
If schools were actually legally liable for not protecting their students well enough, I'm sure they'd do a much better job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I fully agree with that. I think that these days state schools are... I really believe that they're pretty much powerless to do pretty much anything with their students, especially in the day and age of everyone suing everyone.
Yeah.
But I really think that it's a sad state of affairs when a school needs to ring up and say something like that.
Yeah.
As I said, don't get me wrong, I 100% appreciated the phone call. Yeah. I would have much rather that phone call than the opposite, which could have been that he had been bashed or even worse.
Yep.
So, you know, and I thanked the principal for that. I thanked Ms. Drummond for that. And I've said it in, I think, every interview that I've had, that I thank them so much for what they did do, and I do appreciate that. But I still think the way that it was handled after, with the Year 12 students, was not good enough.
Okay.
Really, really. Not good enough.
Sure. Okay. Well, it's been lovely chatting with you, Tootie Lillycrap, the mother of Keith Phillips, he's now one of the most publicly gay Year 10 students in Queensland, if not Australia.
Yep. Definitely.
I hope it all goes well for you. And I know that Brisbane Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays will be offering you personally support.
Yeah. They've already rung me.
Great.
And they've sent me out a pack, and that was really good too, so that's been more information for me because I really didn't know where to go myself.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's been great.
Excellent. And send our love to the whole university family, including Keith.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Look after yourself. You have a good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.